Egypt, the obelisk. Let's begin your visit to the museum from the courtyard. It is approximately 30 steps long and 16 steps wide. Here was the entrance leading from Klasztorna Street to the Gurka Palace. When you stand on the sidewalk in front of the gate, you'll see the date, 1548. So the gate must have been built that year. To get inside, you just had to walk between the courtyard's columns and head for one of the two staircases. The palace was magnificent, although not as large as today's museum. It was rather long and narrow, stretching between Vodna and Koja streets. It was as wide as the courtyard. The construction of the family residence took many years. The works were started by Łukasz II Górka and completed by his son Andrzej. The ground floor and the first floor accommodated rooms where important guests were welcomed. They were filled with soft rugs, heavy furniture, paintings and weapons. Adjacent tenements were inhabited by servants. There was also a bakery, a bath and stables. Almost everything from those times is now gone. But when you stroll down the courtyard and use your imagination, you can capture the glory of the past and even hear a gentle murmur of the fish pond. Today, the courtyard is protected by a glazed roof suspended more than 10 meters above it. It's surrounded by four brick walls. The first thing attracting the attention of every visitor is a tall stone post or an obelisk. It has nothing to do with the knightly Górka family, but it fits well in the old palace's courtyard. The obelisk is made of grey stone known as granite. It has a square footprint and is 3 meters high, tapering slightly. The width of each obelisk wall is approximately 53 centimeters. All walls are covered with ancient Egyptian writings or hieroglyphs. The obelisk is topped with a gold-plated piece known as a pyramidion. The obelisk is over 3,000 years old and invites us to visit one of the most fascinating and mysterious displays in the museum, the Egyptian exhibition. The rulers of the Egyptian state, known as pharaohs, had pairs of such obelisks placed in front of the gates of temples and tombs. Sometimes the upper part of the obelisk was plated with a gold sheet to bring to mind the sun god Ra. Egyptians believed that obelisks were petrified sun rays that symbolized the union of the earth and heaven, people and gods. After the decline of the Egyptian civilization, ancient temples fell into ruin. Over time, people began to dismantle them and use the material to erect other buildings. Our obelisk was taken to Cairo, where it served as a threshold in an Arab house. You will easily see that in the middle of one of the walls, hieroglyphs are now worn away. Instead, you'll see a small indentation, beaten by human feet over many years. The pyramidion, or the tapered uppermost piece of the obelisk, had been cut off when the stone was fitted in the threshold of the house. Eventually, the monument was bought by a museum from Berlin. Later on, in 2002, the obelisk came to Poznan. Here it gained a new pyramidion, made of gold-plated sheet. Since then, it has been the greatest decoration of the museum's courtyard, perfectly complementing its old interior that still remembers the glory days of the great knightly family. Now it's time to leave the courtyard. Let's go past the ticket office, back to the museum's entrance.